from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. A startling statement by a weapons inspector has raised another question about the Bush administration's decision to go to war in Iraq. Until this week, David Kaye was directing 1,000 people who were looking for weapons of mass destruction. But after resigning, Kaye told the Reuters news agency, "I don't think they existed." According to Kaye, some people feared that Iraq had weapons stockpiles from past years, but, quote, "I don't think there was a large-scale production program in the 90s. Just days before, in his State of the Union speech, President Bush was quoting one of Kaye's reports in order to justify the war.
Already, the Kaye report identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction-related program activities and significant amounts of equipment that Iraq concealed from the United Nations. Had we failed to act, the dictator's weapons of mass destruction programs would continue to this day.
As we've been reporting, Secretary of State Colin Powell said today, "We don't know yet if Iraq had chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons." Representative Jane Harman doubts that Iraq did. She is the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, and though she voted to allow military action, she is questioning the president now.
I think he's watching a different movie. The one I watched a year ago and the one that influenced my vote and the vote of many in Congress was a very long and scary list of active weapons of mass destruction currently in Iraq, which Saddam Hussein would intend to use against his own people or, just as bad, to ship to terrorist groups outside Iraq, which wouldn't be deterred, presumably, because these are the most vicious groups intending to attack America and are willing to take their own lives.
Now, we've come to you because as a member of the Intelligence Committee, of course, you have a lot of access to classified information, which I know you cannot speak about in detail. But to whatever degree you can tell us, what exactly are these weapons of mass destruction related programs to which the president referred?
I have no idea. Traces of programs, meaning perhaps plans to develop some form of nuclear capability. Certainly we know that he had chemical capability in the 80s, used it against his own people. But as this thing is unfolding, we are learning that lots of these plans were phony, not intended actually to produce programs or not capable of producing programs. And so these words that must have been written by a law firm, that weapons of mass destruction related program activities are continuing, could mean absolutely anything or absolutely nothing.
Now, Vice President Dick Cheney also cited some evidence that had been found since the end of what was described as major combat in Iraq. In an interview with NPR this past week, the vice president said this.
In terms of the question, what is there now? We know, for example, that prior to our going in, that he had spent time and effort acquiring mobile biological weapons labs. And we're quite confident he did, in fact, have such a program. We found a couple of semi-trailers at this point, which we believe were, in fact, part of that program.
Jane Harman, those two semi-trailers have been written about an awful lot. What is your latest understanding of what those trailers were for?
I think the latest understanding is that they were intended to produce hydrogen for possibly dual-use purposes. But certainly there is no proof that shows that these mobile labs were intended for exclusive biological weapons purposes. I have no idea why the vice president continues to cite that. I also have no idea why he continues to claim that there were active links between Iraq and al-Qaeda. The evidence does not support that.
I mean, you had access to classified information before the war as well as after. When you looked at the information, did you believe there was a more serious threat in Iraq than it may seem now?
You bet I did. Remember, members of Congress are not trained analysts. That's not my day job. My day job is to represent a piece of real estate in Southern California where, by the way, we make most of the intelligence satellites. It's a district that plays a big role in our intelligence capability. But my day job is as ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee to oversee the general direction of the Intelligence Committee and to decide what levels of funding are appropriate on an annual basis. So that was my role. I also, as a member of Congress, had to vote on the resolution authorizing as a last resort, the use of military force in Iraq, which I ended up supporting. I made the judgments that I made because senior people briefed me. They showed me overhead photos. They showed me data. They presented conclusions that I now understand, having read the backup information and understanding the sources that they used, were not adequately supported.
You hadn't read that backup information at the time.
No, it really wouldn't be my job. I believe the people who talk to me. It's their job to form conclusions based on that backup data. I now ask a lot more questions than I used to. I'm a much more informed consumer of intelligence information. But I believed what I was told. I fairly carefully reviewed it. And I'm as surprised as you that it turns out that there are no stockpiles of weapons and that reconstituting a nuclear capability doesn't mean rebuilding that capability. It means the intention sometime in the future to have one. Lots of bad guys have that intention, but that is not the same thing as what the words connote to an average person.
Jane Harman is the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Steve.